Now, the next climate which we have is the mountains or the tundra climate in mountain regions. Now, mountain climate is the average weather for a region above the tree line. And this climate is also referred to as alpine or high-lying climate. Now, it is the altitude that plays a major role here. In the Köppen climate classification, the alpine climate is a part of Group E. Now, when we talk about the climate classification, the Köppen climate classification has groups which are made, and alpine climate is a part of Group E, along with the polar climate, where no month has a mean temperature of higher than 10 degrees Celsius. So, this is a characteristics. It is colder. The climate becomes colder at high elevations. Most lands referred to as tundras are near Arctic and Antarctic, which we have earlier seen in polar, where they are forming the tundra climate, and the other one is the ice cap climate. So, here when we talk about higher elevations, we are talking about how the altitude is affecting, which we see in the earlier chapter, wherein higher you go away from the sea level, there are changes in the temperature, there are changes in the pressure that is there. So, which is the reason why the temperature changes and the overall atmosphere is colder. Now, India, we are talking about the climatic zones or conditions in our country, that's India. Let us see, India has four well-defined geographical regions. Now, we have the mountains, we have the plains, we have the deserts and the southern peninsula or the Deccan Plateau that we refer it to. So, these are the geographical regions which are considered to be the main divisions of India here. Now, the mountainous region is comprised of the Himalaya, the highest mountain ranges in the world. Now, we have the Himalayas which are nearer to northern India. They are the ones which form the mountainous region of India. The plains are mainly made up of basins of three main rivers in India, the Indus, the Ganga and the Brahmaputra. Now, these are near again to the northern part of India, wherein they form the Indo-Gangetic plain that we know, and it is formed by three rivers, the Indus, the Ganga and the Brahmaputra. It has a large extent starting from Kashmir to towards Assam in northeast. This is the map that we are talking about. Here we see the Indus, Ganga and Brahmaputra plain, and on the upper side is the northern side. We have the Himalayan range from Kashmir towards Sikkim and the northeastern states. Now, what we have is the Thar Desert, which is spread over four states, namely Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Gujarat. So that is forming under the desert climate that we have, and two states in Pakistan covering an area of 446,000 square kilometer entirely. This includes the white salt desert of Run of Kutch. And the third desert that India has is the Trans-Himalayan Cold Desert in Ladakh, which gets annual rainfall of only 140 millimeter. So when we talk about deserts, we have the hot desert of Thar. Then we have the Run of Kutch, which is there. It is said so, Run meaning desert in the Indian language, and Kutch is the name of the place. So these are the three major deserts. Over here we have the cold desert in Ladakh, which is extremely cold and extremely dry with 140 millimeter of rainfall. Let's see this in the map. Let's see here the Great Indian Desert, that's we are talking about the Thar Desert, which is spread across the four states. We have Punjab, Haryana, and then Rajasthan and extending towards Gujarat. So this is the Thar Desert. Then it also includes the Run of Kutch, which is shown in pattern design over here at Gujarat. So that is the Run of Kutch. The third desert that we have is near Ladakh range, which is above in North India. So, which is again the cold desert that India has near to Leh, that's the Ladakh ranges that we have. Let's check the southern peninsula that we are talking about in India. It is mostly a stable structure, generally known as the Deccan Plateau. The average elevation of the plateau is about 2000 feet. Now, that's the major difference between a plain and a plateau. So, plateau is a raised plain. Now, here we have the height, here we have the height about 2000 feet, which is there. It is flanked on one side by the Eastern Ghats and on the other side by the Western Ghats or the Sahyadri Mountains. Now, it is typical of the Deccan Plateau. On one side, we have the Western Ghats on the west, Eastern Ghats on the eastern side. The western and the northwestern parts of the plateau extend from Kutch, which is in Gujarat, and the Aravalli Range, which is in Rajasthan. Its northern limits are running parallel to and 50 miles south of the course of Ganga Yamuna River. So that's the northern part. The border on the western northwestern part is the Kutch in Gujarat. Let us see the map for this. Now let's see the Southern Peninsula or the Deccan Plateau that which we are talking about, flanked on one side by the Eastern Ghats. These are the Eastern Ghats over here, and we are talking about Western Ghats, which are flanked on the other side, or the Sahyadris. Then it is extended, the western and northwestern parts of the plateau, the western and the northwestern parts of plateau here extend into the Kutch in Gujarat. So we have run of Kutch over here and the Aravalli Range over here. So this is an extension. We have its northern limits, which run parallel to 50 miles south to the course of Ganga and Yamuna River. So this is the Gangetic Plain that we have, and we can see the extension of the plateau towards this side. So this is the plateau that we have, and over here we have the Cardamom Hills as well, which is in the middle, where it seems that the Western Ghats and the Eastern Ghats are coming together. Now here we can see the Deccan Plateau, which is flanked by the Western Ghats, Eastern Ghats. We have the Cardamom Hills and the Nilgiris, wherein the Western and the Eastern Ghats are seemingly converging, coming together. This is the Vindhyas and the Satpura Range, the run of Kutch that we can see near Gujarat. Then the Thar Desert here and the Aravalli Range bordering the Thar. We have the Himalayas, and this is the plain of the rivers. Here we have the Sundarbans or the Ganga, the biggest Ganga Delta that we have. Now, when we talk about seasons in India, we have these divisions that we see: winter, summer, monsoon, post-monsoon period. Now, these are the months that we experience typically winter, summer, monsoon climate. The two seasonal winds, northeast monsoon, which is the influencing factor for the winter monsoon, southwest monsoon, which is the influencing factor for the summer monsoon, or the rains which are in the summer months, which are received in the summer months. The effect on Indian climate. So these are the things, that is, these are the monsoon or prevailing winds that affect the Indian climate in general. Now let's concentrate on climatic regions of India. Now we have the tropical rainforest, tropical savanna, tropical semi-arid steppe climate, tropical and subtropical steppe, tropical desert, humid subtropical with winter, mountain climate, and desert climate. Now, these are the classifications, and we can see India as a country is showing many diverse climatic zones, which is a characteristic which is special to India. So, overall, these are the climatic regions which are identified, which we see in India. Let's check them one by one. Now, the first that we have is the tropical rainforest. The region where it is found is in Andaman Nicobar Islands, the Western Ghats, that is towards the western side of the country, the Great Assam region, and Orissa towards northwest, or towards northeast or eastern side. The temperatures are high, 18.2 to 29 degree. April and May being the hottest months, that's the summer. Rainfall is seasonal but heavy, mostly from May to November. The next is the tropical savanna, which is found in most of the peninsula except the lee side of Sahyadri. So when we talk about lee side of Sahyadri, that's the western ghats, we are talking about the lee side. So windward side is towards the coast of India and leeward side is away from it. So long dry winters and very hot summers are the things that we experience in tropical savanna regions. Temperature ranges are between 18.2 to 45 degree. Ideally, the rainy season is from June to September. So we are talking about this two climatic regions. Let us see them in the map. Now let's check tropical rainforest, which is found in Andaman Nicobar Island. We have the Western Ghats over here. Then the greater Assam region over here and Orissa. So this is where we find tropical rainforest. Let's check the tropical savanna, which is found in the most of peninsula, that's the Deccan Plateau area, except for the lee side of the Sahyadri. So we have the Sahyadris here. Lee side will be away from the coast, that is away from the wind side. So this is the lee side of the Sahyadris or the Western Ghats. So except for this, we find a tropical savanna in most of the peninsula. The next zone that we have is the tropical semi-arid steppe climate. Now, it is found in rain shadow belt running southwards from central Maharashtra to Tamil Nadu in the lee side of Sahyadris and Cardamom Hills. Now, it is technically the reason why this exists is here the rain shadow region which is formed. Now, the temperature ranges would be 20 degrees, which is there, which is recorded during the December month, and 32 degrees during May. The rainfall is unreliable between 40 centimeters to 75. So that is one of the climatic zone that we have seen across from central Maharashtra to Tamil Nadu side. Tropical and subtropical steppe found across Punjab to Kutch, between the Thar Desert to its west, Ganga Plain to the east, and peninsula to the south. So this is something which is found near to the Thar Desert across northern side of India. So these are the two climatic regions of India. Let us see them on the map. Now the tropical semi-arid steppe climate, which is found in the rain shadow belt running southwards. So we have from central Maharashtra towards Tamil Nadu. That's in the lee side of Sahyadris and the Cardamom Hills towards extreme south that we can see. So it is running southward from central Maharashtra to Tamil Nadu. So that's the tropical semi-arid steppe climate that is seen. The next is the tropical and subtropical steppe or the steppe found across Punjab to Kutch. So here is Punjab and this is the run of Kutch that we see. So that's the tropical and subtropical steppe between the Thar Desert. So this is the Thar Desert that we have over here to its west. Then the Ganga Plain to the east. So this is the plain of Ganga and the peninsula to the south. So we have the peninsula here. So this is where in between here we have tropical and subtropical steppe. The next climatic zone that we have is the tropical desert. It is found in the western part of Barmer, Jaisalmer and Bikaner districts of Rajasthan, the most parts of Thar. So that is where the Thar Desert is. Maximum temperature which is recorded, which was recorded was at 50 degree, which was nearer to these districts. So this is the extreme temperature range that we see. Okay, so let's see the tropical desert here, found in the western parts of Barmer, Jaisalmer and Bikaner district part of Rajasthan. Here we can see that it is made up of mostly the Thar region, that's Great Indian Desert over here. So most of the Thar, that's Barmer, Jaisalmer and Bikaner districts on this part of Rajasthan. Next is the humid subtropical with winter. Now this climate zone is found over a large area to the south of Himalayas, east of the tropical and subtropical steppe, north of tropical savanna, running from Punjab to Assam and south westward extension to Rajasthan, east of Aravalli range. So this is something which has which covers a large area in India. So let us see this both in the map. Now let's see the humid subtropical with winter over here, which is denoted by dark green color. Now it is seen to be found over a larger area to the south of Himalayas, east of the tropical and subtropical steppe, north of tropical savanna, and running from Punjab to Assam, south and southwestward extension, which we see over here, towards Rajasthan, east of Aravalli range. So here we have the Aravalli range and it is running southwestward extension. So that's the humid subtropical with winter zone. Now the next range region that we have is the mountain climate. Now the mountainous region in India is including the Himalayas. So it is found in the Himalayan range and the Karakoram ranges, which is in the northern India. It shows sharp contrast between temperatures of the sunny and the shady side of the slopes. So again we have the barrier effect of the mountains coming here. So it can be that it is cooler, very cooler towards one side of the mountain as compared to the other side of the mountain. So this is with respect to even the altitude of that particular peak matters, plus it the slope is towards which side, that will also tell us. So it is the sunny and the shady slopes, high diurnal range of temperature. So we are talking about the temperature range which is seen in a day itself, and highly variable rainfall. Ladakh region has dry and cold climate. So Ladakh is known for its cold desert, which shows the extreme climate range here, the dry and the cold. It is in fact a region where it is saying that you can have a sunburn and frost feet at the same place at the same time. So that is something which is typical for Ladakh. Desert climate is the another climate zone that we have found in dry areas of Rajasthan and the adjoining part of Haryana and Gujarat. So it is also found in the leeward side of the Western Ghats. So again, the leeward, that is away from the wind. So leeward side of Western Ghats. This area has experienced frequent drought conditions. So these are some of the driest zones that India has. And most of the droughts which take place are in this particular areas in India. Let us see this areas in the map. Now see the mountain climate on towards North India that we have. We have the Karakoram ranges, we have the Himalayan ranges over here. So it shows the sharp contrast between temperatures. So the slopes, the way they are with respect to the wind. So that's the Karakoram range and the Himalayan range. Next we have the desert climate, which is found near the dry areas of Rajasthan again, adjoining parts of Haryana, Gujarat. Haryana forms here. So the leeward side of Western Ghats. So we have the Western Ghats over here, and again the leeward side away from the wind side, which shows desert climate. So these are the regions which show drought, frequent drought conditions. Now we have seen the climatic regions in India. Now the factors which are playing major role in affecting the climate of India are listed over here. The first one that we have no doubt is the latitude, that is the position of India nearer to equator. We know that the Tropic of Cancer passes through the middle of India. So it is literally dividing Indian climate into two different climatic zones, that is subclimatic zones, wherein we know the southern half of India in torrid zone and northern half in the temperate zone. So this Tropic of Cancer is making halves of India, wherein we have the city like Bhopal and other cities which are passing, that's the middle India. So the Himalayan mountains, which is one of the other factors affecting the climate of India, barriers through cold winds of North Asia and traps the monsoon winds. Now Himalayas are one of the major reasons why India has the climatic zones, different climatic zones that it shows. First and foremost that it does, it is making sure that India is protected from the harsh cold winter prevailing winds that come across from northern parts of Asia. So what happens is it stops those wind and makes sure that we have a warmer climate as compared to the other Asian climatic zones. Then it traps the monsoon winds. Now this is wherein it plays a major role. This is the reason why our agricultural crops are there the way they are there. So monsoon winds are trapped by this Himalayas and they are forced to rain across the Indian subcontinent. And that is how we experience the monsoons. We have the altitudes. There are places across India which are there are many mountain ranges which have formed. The altitude is affecting in a way that it is forming the cold currents and colder temperature gradients. The distance from the sea. Now we have a huge coastline. We have the Indian Ocean. We have Arabian Sea, Bay of Bengal, which is having a role in having the ocean currents. That is. When the winds are passing through these oceans or these water bodies, they are carrying the moisture with them and there are temperature gradient changes which are happening. So when we are talking about distance of the sea, the coastal regions that we see are experiencing, some of them experience heavy rains. There are different months when such rains are there. So that is one. The other are the geographical limits. This is something which is individual to India as its position in the geography of world. So here are certain things which can be taken into account. For example, the western influence that we have. The air currents which are passing through the dry lands of Iran and others are coming across India because of this particular winds, there are the winter rains that India experiences. These winter rains are very essential. Why? Because they are supporting the rabi crops. The crops that are sown in winter are known as the rabi crops. So it is extremely important for India that such influences are happening. The other influences might be the pressure change gradient which is seen around the surrounding areas. For example, if we are talking about any kind of pressure change near Africa, then it is going to influence the wind flow or the wind pattern across the subcontinent. So it might affect it negatively or positively. So we might experience heavy rains or we might experience less rain. Next that we have might have the reasons for ocean currents and the jet streams that we have. So these are because of the geographical location that India has and the relationship which it shares with the other regions which are surrounding India. Now the most pleasant time to visit India is during the months of November and mid-February. Now these are the months wherein the climate in India is cool and pleasant. It is not too heated or too hot, or it does not, most of the regions in India are not having rainfall. So it will be ideal for any travelers to travel across India in the month of November to mid-February. As India has a wonderful advantage of having locations that remain cool even during the hottest months and the others that are dry even as the monsoon fell down on most of the country. Now we are talking about the diverse climatic zones that are shown across India. So suppose if a traveler is coming to India, he might depending upon his own taste, he might experience two different climatic zones. So there are hill stations which might show cooler climate even during the hottest summer months in India. So that is because it has an altitude. Then there are zones which might show heavy rainfall, and there will be zones which might just be towards the monsoon. So this is because of two different monsoon winds that are the prevailing winds across the Indian subcontinent. So what happens is when a traveler is choosing a destination like India, the climatic zones and the climate pattern governs and makes sure that his experience is worthwhile. It is advantageous or it is positive for Indian tourism industry. Now, India has the advantage of enjoying distinct seasons. So that is what we are talking about. It would be to the advantage of tourism agencies to promote different parts at different times of the year to ensure inbound tourist traffic round the year. So say suppose if we are talking about monsoon holidays, we can promote destinations like Kerala and Goa, which will be the tourists might find it extremely good for in the time of monsoon. Then again, we have the winter destinations like Shimla, Kullu, Manali, which will have winter sports activities and other attractions for India. Furthermore, during summer vacations, where in a destination like Rajasthan would be extremely heated or hot, we might promote hill stations like Munnar or hill stations like Mount Abu, which might be cooler during the same months. So what happens is the distinct climatic zones in India might are something which are advantageous to make sure that India throughout as a country is a destination for the year round. If we compare this particular phenomena with other islands or other island nations or smaller countries which show only a typical climate, their seasons become shorter. That is, their tourist seasons become shorter. The varied topography and the distinctive climatic conditions of our country promotes various forms of flora and fauna. The numerous species of birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and plant life are also absolute treat for tourists. So we know diversity in India. There are parts of Indian states which are famous for typical plants. So as we move through this states, we experience not only the change in the scenic beauty and the climate, but we also experience the change in the culture that is there in that particular state. So this is the distinct climate which is governing all this changes here. So the species again, so we have different species which would be we have different species which would be there in a part of the country, other different species at other part of the country. So that will be an extreme delight for the tourists because they are going to experience different destinations in same country itself. Goa, once a winter beach resort, is today a high demand for tourist destinations throughout the year. This is the great marketing strategy that is given by Goa, the state, which earlier was only famous for its sunny beaches, today is throughout year destination year long. So efforts will have to be made to promote the country to the world travelers. So like we have seen that we have immense potential to attract the travelers world around. The beautiful amalgamation of different climatic zones make sure that we attract maximum global tourists to India. So we have to make certain planned efforts to make sure that we are attracting them and increasing the aspects of tourism industry. Now, this is the summary of what we have concluded in this chapter. So we have studied the introduction. We have seen the factors which influence the world climatic regions. We have seen the climatic regions in the globe. Then we have India and its different climatic zones, which are the regions which belong there, and the factors which affect the climate of India. And we have further seen how this different climates play an advantageous role or play a positive role in promoting tourism industry. So that's the end of the chapter here. I hope the session was helpful in understanding the climatic regions across the world and India. Thank you.